Founder Pete Mailer knows it'll be an uphill battle to get traction at the polls, but he says rural Australia badly needs alternative representation.
What we want now is to build an organisation that is a mainstream political movement, and it challenges the status quo that says rural and regional Australia should accept second-rate services because we don't have the population to justify the investment. We are the economic engine room of the country. Now, we need to change that. We need to fix that.
In targeting the electorates of Maranoa and New England, the fledgling party will be up against a historically solid coalition seat in one and the Federal Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce in the other. But Pete Mailer says that's significant. He says being located in safe seats hasn't done much for rural people over the years.
If we're a marginal seat, say in Western Sydney, we get courted by both sides of government in their bid to try and get that extra seat to form government. In fact, rural Australia would do a lot better with marginal seats. What we want to give people is a credible alternative. We share the same kind of conservative values, but we are not going to be beholden to a coalition or any one particular party, you know, for the sake of holding office. We are going to be there fighting for the community.
Ray Croft from Goombungee was at last night's launch and wants to see agriculture given more prominence on the national agenda.
Our main parties are not doing the job, and that country minded is aiming in the right direction to push agriculture, which we need in this country, and yeah, just hope that they go a long way.
Meantime, Ian Plowman, who travelled from Brisbane for the campaign launch, says a distrust of the major parties has drawn him to Country Minded.
I suspect that the policies of the major parties are being determined by people that we don't even know about, and that they're merely puppets to somebody else's strings. And the appeal to me of Country Minded is the fact that their platform is that they represent the grassroots people, and I think that will get them a lot of votes because people are fed up and distrustful of the major parties, and they want someone who they believe in who will represent their views authentically in Canberra.
With 4 weeks to go and pre-polling opening Tuesday, the new party is keen to spread its message to the electorate. But Chairman Pete Mailer says he'll maintain the momentum whether he wins or loses on July 2nd.
Whether I win office or I don't win office, I'm still going to be stepping out into the public space, making statements, putting media releases out and explaining to the public where the incumbents are failing. If I win office, I'll do it with more resources. That's the difference.